Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, we're going to talk to Ron Hannigan, who is involved, who is a lecturer at RIAM and a doctor, indeed, in music performance. And he's a great man for a bit of honey. So... Albert and Taste of Honey. You think, why is he playing that? Well, he's playing it firstly because we think it's a great tune and we'd be fans of the great Herb Alpert as well. Ron Halligan's with me. Good morning, dear heart, and welcome.
Good morning, Marty. Good to see you.
Doctor.
Not yet. Close.
Oh, are you not
close.
A doctor?
How close
are you to becoming a doctor?
I think if I'm very diligent, I might get it done in a year and a half.
Two years and a half.
Yeah, they take a while, these things.
You still won't be able to mend broken bones, though.
No, I don't think I'll ever manage that. Maybe after, I might start again.
Doctor of Music.
Yes.
Doctor of Music, which would be lovely. Lecture at RIAM, and when I think about it, and what it meant to you, one of the things we need to explore is, before we come to anything to do with RIAM, you have about 15 hobbies, right?
I'm paring them down.
Yes, you do a whole bunch of things, right?
Yeah.
And I want to talk about the Freemasons. I will.
Yeah.
But you brought me a jar of honey.
Of course. I couldn't come empty-handed.
Which is absolutely gorgeous. This is... Where do you keep your where are your hives, Doctor? Tell me.
Well, they're in the bottom of my parents' garden in Clontarf, so it's local. Yeah. Now, I live in an apartment, so I don't keep them with me there.
Okay.
But they're in the back of the parents' garden.
So if anybody's going to get stung, it's your parents, not you.
Well, I've been done a few times. I think my dad has been done when he's been pulling weeds. He's
but
got
you've
a couple
the full
of stings.
Regalia.
The full gear, yeah. But, you know, I thought that would completely protect you, but I've been done a couple of times when stung.
Really?
I got stung in the shoulder one time recently enough.
Really?
The problem is when you go to take the honey, they're not too happy. So that's the nature of the hobby.
You're taking But thank you for this.
Not
this
at all.
Is fantastic.
Yeah.
There is another man, he's chair, I think, of Fingal Beekeepers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, the Beekeeping Association out there. Yeah,
Mr. Keane. The well-known solicitor.
And it's funny, you never know. Like, so there's a lot of these kind of secretive beekeepers
out there.
And you kind of bring it up.
Was it you or your folks?
No, these are my bees that I keep. They very kindly let me keep them rent-free in the bottom of the garden.
Because I need to make the point that you also are a jam maker. Mm-hmm. You turn homemade butter, you ferment yogurt, you make bread, and summiting Mount Olympus in Greece.
Yeah, most recently.
Not all at the same time, clearly.
That would be an interesting one, but
you
no,
did Kilimanjaro.
Yeah. So I've done a bit of hiking in my day. But sure, it's nothing on Glendalough, you know?
There was something on the news yesterday about some people. Was it Kilimanjaro? Or was it Everest? No, I think it was Everest. Mm. Some people, horrendous weather.
Yeah, and, it can change very quickly when you're up at that height. That's
but you're
problem,
a brave
yeah.
man. But listen, let's talk about the Irish Freemasons, because we were having a chat before you came in, and we were just, it's changed your life.
Yeah, it's a huge competition.
So explain,
yeah.
Okay, here you are as a musician. What did it do for you? What does it do for you? And what difference has it made?
Yeah, I suppose for all the kind of competitors, I should say it's happening, the semi-finals are tomorrow, all day from 1 until about 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And then the final itself, the final four competitors will be on Saturday evening. And I remember, it's funny, it comes around every year and you kind of reminisce and you think, oh, I remember that. And it didn't seem that long ago, but it's a couple of years now, let's say.
Right, okay.
But it can, for a young musician, it can really launch their career in a huge way. I mean, and it's supported very kindly by RTÉ Lyric FM. Mm-hmm. So they get their first radio airplay. You get a full 30-minute recital broadcast on Lyric. That gets sent into the European Broadcasting Union. And then for the winner, it'll be broadcast, they'll have recitals for the remainder of that year, which some of them could be just in their early 20s. That's huge. So playing the National Concert Hall, music in Monkstown. So there's lots of things that come from it. And then after that, you can basically, it's a kind of a badge of honor or a way of kind of promoting yourself, which
that's right.
But
you're on your way.
Yes.
You're on your way.
It opens a lot of doors. Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
And getting the radio play, which isn't easy, let's not fool ourselves, because you're an unknown.
Yeah.
And someone says, oh, right, you can play the piano. That's great.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So you've got, so the door opens. And therefore, this is suddenly, and as you say, and then it goes off into the EBU.
Yeah.
But you went even further. You're the recipient of the John O'Connor Cup for outstanding musicianship.
Yeah, so there's been a few. But now, in fairness, I've done a load of competitions. And the thing is that we all do lots of competitions. It's only when you win them that you kind of get marked for it.
Oh, you don't mention the ones you lose?
Of course not. No. Oh, I've only done those two. That's the only competitions I've ever done.
Yeah.
Winning streak.
And of course, the ones you lose are irrelevant because you lost. So why would I bother? But it has opened doors for you.
Hugely, and even like for me, applying to perform in venues internationally as well, I'd noticed a big difference between before and after the competition. Having that stamp, it can help a lot because it's recognised internationally. I think sometimes we don't realise that in Ireland, you know, that we do kind of punch above our weight in terms of the arts and in terms of performance, you know, and music especially.
And you got to play with the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As an opportunity.
I know, and it's incredible to have those experiences in your 20s and to be able to go on.
We have now, do you know what, I'm going to go, you worked at the Castle Connell Autumn Concert.
Yes, with Liz Nolan,
Exactly, the I was going to say the fragrant Liz Nolan, which is a phrase we use for Mary Kennedy as well, so we can say that.
Yeah. Myself and my colleague, Cathal Clean, clarinetist.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of, is this, this is Song Without Words, just to give people a little, it's Cathal Clean and yourself on the piano, just to give people a flavour. Songs Without Words. There it is, music from Mendelssohn. And that's yourself, down in Castle Connell, yeah, for the autumn concert 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's flies by,
there's all the clapping now, just let that in, because people think nobody paid you any attention at all. Just to check, tickets, oh yeah, so when are the semi-finals on?
The semi-finals are tomorrow, Thursday, right, all day, from 1 until late. Let's
now,
say.
They're free.
You can free in, anyone can walk in off the street.
And they're in the Freemasons Hall in Molesworth Street.
Yeah, 17 okay. Molesworth Street. Yeah.
But the final is on
Saturday evening,
and that
kicks off around 7,
and that you pay in for, obviously.
You need tickets for that, and I believe you can get them online at freemasonmusic.ie or the Irish Freemasons website.
Okay.
You can buy them in person if you'd like, if you're so inclined, but you might not, they might be there when you go.
But it runs but there's a session okay, so if you want tickets, that's how you do it. Okay,
yes.
So that's but the semi-finals are, there's two, there's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, afternoon and evening.
And then December at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
How late would that go on till, do you know?
It could go on. Well, by the time the jury comes out and announces their finalists,
that's what I'm thinking.
Could be thinking half 10, 11. But sure, you don't have to.
Plus, you've got mammy, daddy, auntie, uncle, and various siblings circling the event.
Of course.
So it's going to come down with people.
Yeah.
Like
The finals is, I'd highly recommend it. People if they're around on the Thursday, definitely go in, because you could hear people and then hear them again in the final potentially.
Yes.
There's 12 semi-finalists, and it gets cut down to 4 for the final. And the final is brilliant.
It's like anything. Yeah. It's so difficult.
Mm,
Because I'm presuming that there is a standard that people just reach before they arrive.
100%.
So how is that determined before they get to the semi-final?
Yeah. So all of the semi-finalists, they're currently, or they've just graduated in the last year from music performance degrees in the 5 colleges in Ireland. So I think it's the Royal Irish Academy of Music, TU Dublin, and then you've got the Cork School, then there's a school in Limerick, the Academy of Music and Dance, and then Queen's University Belfast. So the colleges will pick their own semi-finalists to be put forward.
Sure.
So it's very, even from the very beginning, it's quite selective. So they pick their best picks, or and then they get put forward into this semi-final with 12.
Well, I often find just sad, because anybody who's competitive nature, you know, when you go in, what are your chances? But to be that good and not be the winner is an awfully difficult thing to do, because you're putting yourself out there.
Yes.
And you're saying, I'm as good as it gets where I am.
Yeah.
And then you go in and then somebody else goes in. Mm. And I also, having attended a number of these type of events, I often feel you're watching somebody else, you're thinking, oh God. Mm. Because you know that somebody is probably better than you.
I suppose, but the good thing about this competition is that it's for multi-instrumental. So it's...
I
think this year there's trumpets and violins, viola, saxophone.
Yeah.
So you might kind of, you know, I would know, say, very little about wind instruments. And
sure.
Or string instruments, I know even less, you know. Yeah.
But you know if somebody's good, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, you kind of, it's kind of anyone's game to a certain degree.
Oh, yes,
you know?
It is, yeah. And maybe it's what they play that suddenly a judge goes, oh, I really like, that's one of my favourites, or hits you, you know.
And there's a big international jury as well. They often, you know, kind of, the deliberation can take a bit of time after the final because,
I was going to say, there can be violence, but there can be is that people are going, oh, hang on a second, I think this is far more appropriate. You don't know until it's too late.
And it's a big decision. I mean, the first prize is €8,000, apart from the performances that come with that. And then second prize is €5,000. So even if you get second, you're not doing
too bad. It's a lot of bobs. You know?
Yeah, it's over €20,000 in total prize money between first to fourth prize, and then there's a specialist string prize, a specialist wind prize. So there's a lot to play for. Not specialist for piano, no. Yeah, I'll have to raise.
I think when you become a doctor, I think you need to to bring that to the attention of somebody, because why would it be for some and not others? That's kind of mad.
Yeah, I think they're sponsored by patrons.
Oh, okay.
So if they have a particular love
somebody
for string or brass instruments. So
I understand.
Yeah.
So what's your next move now from your point of view? Because I know you're lecturing.
I've just started a new job in the Royal Irish Academy of Music.
And how's that going?
Yeah, it's good. It's busy.
Yeah.
But it's early years group piano, which is teaching students in ages 5 to 8 in groups of up to 3 or 4 in the piano all at once. So it keeps you quite busy. Yeah, it's interesting. It's fun.
I was just going to say, that would actually be good fun.
It is. Do you know, it's good crack, and the lessons fly by, you know.
Yeah.
And you kind of, you're changing pace constantly, you're changing ideas.
Have you taken to it like a duck to water? I mean, is it...
Yeah, it's funny. I've been doing group teaching, and it's strange when you say piano and group teaching. It sounds a bit off the wall, but I've been doing it for a few years now. The Academy, a few years ago, they set up this adult division, which is for people who are essentially, they're coming in later in life and they want to return to piano lessons or start piano lessons for the first time. Hmm. And that's done in a group as well. And that's been really good fun, you know. So,
but how does that work?
Yeah.
No, how?
I suppose you have to be very creative. So it's I would often get them to play duets together.
That's clever.
You know, if you're learning a new piece, you might get one to play the left hand, the other plays the right hand, you know.
Yeah.
And just, you have to be very creative, which I like about it.
Again, it's that thing of you're learning in front of other people.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you're not up to it, you're going, God, I have to go up here now.
But if you start that way, you don't know any different. You know what I mean?
I suppose that's true. Yeah,
when I started piano lessons about 8, and I always say to people, I didn't really practice for a long time. And I think I didn't perform publicly for many, many years. And then when you do, you suddenly have all these nerves that
you have to contend. But you got one-to-one lessons, though.
Yeah. So I was playing for the same teacher for, you know.
I know. Yeah. No, what I mean is, there's a whole load of other students around you, and you're going, what if I make a mess of this, and they're watching me, and there's all that. Just nerves. Yeah.
But it's a safe environment to perform.
Of course it is.
You know, and you develop.
And how young are the younger ones?
They can be as young as 5. Yeah. So there's about 60 students in that early years. But it's
didn't
good fun.
Mozart start, wasn't he 4, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he
was very young. Yeah,
I think he was 4.
Yeah, I think his dad started teaching him very, very young.
Yeah. We can't obviously confirm.
And Mozart was a Freemason. So there's a connection there.
Again.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, good linkage. That's very well
done.
You did that very well. That was lovely. It's freemason.ie, just so people want to know. This is just another piece, just to give people a... a little bit of Debussy, and this is yourself again. Well, we're checking up on you. Just want to make sure if your bona fides. Feet. Petite piece. It certainly is petite. It's tiny.
Yeah, it's about a minute and a half. That's literally what it is.
Debussy. I love Debussy.
Yeah. I mean, his clarinet music is brilliant. So I've played a lot of the clarinets with Cahill.
Yeah.
There's another piece, the Premier Rhapsody. But that petite piece, it has an interesting... It was written as a sight-reading exam for the Paris Conservatoire. So students would go in, and clarinet students, they'd never seen this piece before, and play it at sight. You know, imagine having Debussy write your exam material for
absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely, but I love the music of Debussy. Van Morrison talks about Debussy.
Mm,
he said it's for contemplation.
Yeah.
He said
a lot of jazz pianists, they talk about Debussy, just the chords and the harmonies, you know, and it's there when you listen to
isn't
jazz.
Isn't it funny?
You know,
Thank you for coming in and for the honey, which is fantastic.
No worries, hope you enjoy.
Are you climbing again? Are you taking to any mountains in the next
The evenings are drawing in a bit, so in the summer, though, I'll put a plan together. Where would you go? Yeah.
Because you've done...
Yeah, do you know, I wouldn't mind staying at home. I was in Donegal over the summer, did a good bit of climbing there.
Right.
So maybe down Southwest. Do you know what I mean?
And you in a club or?
Yeah. No, do you know, I just go and just have a few friends that are interested.
Way,
yeah, I just go off. Yeah, if I had a weekend now, I'd love to go down to Glendalough, but I don't have weekends for you usually.
And being a pianist and being at the level you're at, do you not worry that like something would happen to your hands?
I cycled here this morning. That's probably a bit more dangerous. So,
you have to
be careful. Sure.
Tell me you're a cyclist with lights front
of everything,
and
and the lights in the helmet and everything.
The amount of lads I see in the morning in darkness. I cannot figure out what it is. Listen, congratulations again, obviously, on all your success and be breaking the old honey home. I love it. It's so good for the old voice as well.
Yeah, early in the morning.
It's good for us, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And just a reminder again, it is freemason.ie if you want Freemason.
Yes.
And it's the Irish Freemasons Young Musician of the Year. Mm-hmm. It's free, and the semi-finals are tomorrow. Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock session, 7 o'clock session. Some people probably go to both.
Some people go for the whole thing.
I bet you do, yeah. And then, but you need to buy tickets if you want to go to the final,
which
is Saturday.
Yeah.
Is the final, it's the evening time, I take it, on Saturday?
Yes, 7 o'clock, I think, it starts, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's in Molesworth Street in Dublin. Yeah. God bless you, and thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
I think we'll probably have to play Climb Every Mountain to close the program today because of you.